Motivated seller is not worried about you scamming them. A motivated seller is not worried about you doing the wrong thing. What they are concerned about is getting rid of this property. Okay? Hey, what's going on? This is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. I wanted to come to you with this short, simple video really quickly, just so you know. If you haven't done that yet, make sure you go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com and download the book. Today we're talking about motivation and motivated sellers. So I was just talking to my partner and we basically had to reshuffle a few things, you know, with our wholesale business, and I wanted to share that with you. And the idea here is very, very simple. Sometimes people really, one of the things that I see people struggle with a lot is the difference between motivation, motivated sellers and motivation, okay? And what's the difference between motivation and motivated sellers? So if you're in real estate wholesaling, you already understand that the key to our game is motivation and dealing with motivated sellers, right? So if you don't have one of those two, you're gonna struggle. If you don't know how to identify one or both of those two, you will struggle with wholesaling. Basically, you will be dealing with a bunch of no's that camouflage as yes. You know, a lot of time people come into the wholesaling game and then they go into just putting offers randomly on house and they think they have a deal. But before I dive into the difference between motivation and motivated seller, I think it's very important that I recap what it means, what wholesaling means and why, you know. So wholesaling is a real estate investing strategy where you can basically make boatloads of money, make a fortune basically, without, even if you don't have cash, even if you don't have credit, even if you don't have your own cash or your own credit, right? And basically you can flip houses, you can turn houses, you can turn profit houses by finding deals, putting them under contract, and then flipping that contract to people that will execute the contract. Does that make sense? So one of the things that a lot of people don't understand is that it's not about the houses, it's really about solving problems, okay, more than anything. It's just that we're so lucky that it's backed by a high ticket product called real estate houses, okay? So you're not in the houses real estate business, okay? Kind of, yes, sort of, but not really. You're in the marketing business. Your job is to find deals, okay, and then solve problems for sellers and buyers, okay? What kind of problems are you solving? The kind of seller you're dealing with are people that have problems related to their real estate and they have to offload the real estate, okay? Basically, they have an instant motivation to want to sell now. They don't have the time to put the house on the market with a realtor. They want a buyer now to close the deal as soon as ASAP. And they don't want to wait on the market and see and then find out 60 days later that it hasn't sold. And contrary to popular belief, yes, even though the realtor, real estate agent, is supposed to be protecting the seller, or they have a fiduciary interest in protecting the interest of the seller, the reality of the matter is that the agent gets to make more money the more they get to sell the property for. And yes, I'm not going to say there are agents that don't care, but ultimately the motivation for an agent is a commissions, right? Your motivation is still money, yeah, at some level. I'm not gonna front, it's about making profit, but you don't want to approach your business that way. You want to approach, you get to make bigger profits because you're in the business to solve problems. So what problem are you solving for a buyer? A buyer is not just a buyer, they're typically investors that are looking for houses that they can show some love to. Maybe had some value to the property. Property needs some work. Property has delinquent taxes and, you know, life events that happen to the seller. The cash buyer or the investor buyer get to solve that problem by taking, offloading that property off of them, right? So you're the middleman who is facilitating that and making that happen. So the first step is to find a deal. aka find motivated sellers. Okay, so now that's the first step. And if you don't know how to do that first step, don't worry about anything else. Don't worry about what type of contract, don't worry about anything else if you don't know how to find motivated sellers. Okay, so now there's a difference between motivated sellers and motivation, and I want to clarify that for you today. Okay, basically anyone that's looking to sell a property, all of them, every single one of them have some kind of motivation. Okay, every single one of them has some kind of motivation to be selling their property, but not all of them are motivated sellers, at least not to your standard. Okay, a motivated seller is somebody who say, I don't have any rules, can you just get rid of this house? A motivated seller is not worried about you scamming them. A motivated seller is not worried about you doing the wrong thing. What they are concerned about is getting rid of this property. Okay, that's the ideal. Okay, that's your ideal. As a matter of fact, that's how you're gonna get paid awesomely, handsomely someday. Okay, but that doesn't happen all the time. Okay, so you have to do a little bit of work here. The fact that it doesn't happen a lot means you have to work. So everybody you talk to, every seller you talk to, or potential seller or lead you talk to about selling you their property or putting their contract, their property under contract with you, they're not going to be motivated. But every single one of them has a motivation to want to sell. Okay, so but basically you're talking to people and you're going to have a few people that say, yes, I want to sell, right? There is a motivation. You need to find out what that motivation is, okay? Because when you find out what that motivation is, it's going to help you solve a problem, okay? You can't solve a problem that doesn't exist, okay? Does that make sense? So, and a lot of time, people have problems. But if you don't identify the problem, aka the motivation, why they want to sell, you're going to have a hard time at finding a discounted property. Okay, when we say a deal, we mean discounted, heavily, heftily discounted property. 50, 35 to 65% discounted property is what you're looking for, right? You need someone that needs to sell their property now. So because they need to sell now, you get to say, yeah, your property is worth $100,000. I only have $65,000 for it. Are you willing to sell? It's like, yes, just give me the $65,000. Yes, just give me the $65,000. And then you turn around and then that contract, you put it under contract for $65,000. You sell that contract for $5,000. So the person that's paying for the contract pay $5,000. Then they pay for the $65,000 for the house. They pay $70,000 for a $100,000 house. That's how that works. That's wholesaling, okay? So your job is to solve the problem of the person that need to offload the property now, right? But you also solve the problem of an investor that's busy fixing houses and they don't have time to market. You are the marketer who find these motivated sellers. So the distinction between motivation and motivated seller is this. Motivation, everybody has a motivation, but sometimes that motivation is not good enough for you to secure a discounted contract, okay? And everyone has a motivation, but the better you get at finding motivation, the more you can solve more problems, the more you can actually close more deals. So sometimes you may not even have a motivated seller in your hands, but you still close a deal because you understand the heart and the science of turning motivations into profits. Okay, so motivated sellers is ideal. This person need to get rid of, but a lot of times, most of the time, you're not gonna have quote unquote motivated seller. They're ready to sell at 65%. But if you learn how to find motivations, you see, why do you want to sell? Oh, because you're trying to move to Florida. All right, let me help you move to Florida as fast as humanly possible. Is that what we're looking to do? Just shut up. And they say, yes, all right, awesome. I'm gonna help you do that, okay? So are you the one that's gonna buy? Wait, we buy all the time, okay? We buy all the time. My investor network will buy your house. But again, I need to find out exactly what you need to do so I can get you the most amount of money that you can get. Is that what you're looking for? Yes. See, you wanna ask all this question that leads to a yes. That's the key thing there. Ask questions that lead to a yes. And then you're in an artistic way, you're taking that motivation, you're turning that to profit. because you get these people saying yes to you. Some people call it the yes master. You get them to say yes to you, and then that's how you get them to fall in love with you. Because before people do business with you, they must kind of know, kind of like you, and kind of trust you. Maybe not exactly, but they kind of have to be those things. And the way you want to do that is to basically find out what their motivation is and solve their problem. So that's the difference between motivation and motivated seller. Are we making sense? That's the difference between motivation and motivated seller. Motivated seller is a great day. You're gonna get paid. Somebody's looking to get rid of and they don't care how much. Boom. You're gonna find a lot of those in pre-foreclosures. The property is negative equity. They don't care about the property. There's no equity anywhere. You get to make profits from short sales. That's motivated seller. But not everybody's gonna be a motivated seller based on a wholesaling standard. But everyone has a motivation. Work with the motivation and you'll make a lot of profit. And that's my tip for you today. So right now, I'm going inside to go continue the training with my members. If you want more information about that, simply go to 3pillarsystem.com. 3pillar, that's 3, the number 3, P-I-L-L-A-R system.com. All right, but in the meanwhile, you know, you can get this book absolutely for free. SmartRealEstateWholesaling.com is where you want to go to grab the book. And we'll cover how to do this game in the digital age, automation, using 3 pillars, simplifying the game for you so you can step by step. And, you know, by the way, 3-pillar system is only $10 a month. We don't sell anything else on the back end, just so you know. All right. But the book is free. All right. So hopefully you've been educated and enlightened. Click like, share, and let me know what your thoughts are, your opinion, your advice for me. Put that in the comment box below. Hopefully, again, you've been enlightened and educated. I will see you on the next one, and peace.